Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and on the line right now I have one of my friends, Jan Matthews. And she sent me the 2020 Unsung Heroes this afternoon, and I certainly wanted to reach out to her to talk more about the Unsung Heroes. And I want you to think about wherever you are in the country or the world, recognizing Unsung Heroes in your area, especially when it comes to high school students, the struggles that they've had over the past year with COVID-19. I know we all have, but for a young person, if you think back to when you were younger, maybe think about the things that you were able to do, and just imagine that those things were taken away from you, a rug pulled out from under you. I want you to consider that as we talk to Jan. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Jan Matthews.
Thank you. I'm so glad you have me on the show and to be able to talk about our amazing people in our community. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. And people who are listening right now, I know that they can think of someone amazing themselves who's in high school. Think about an amazing high school student who's going the extra mile to make a difference in their community. And that's exactly the goal that you have through this Unsung Heroes effort, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I have to, you know, I believe in giving credit where credit is due. And, you know, when the Lord gave me this vision to start MTM, it was out of my inadequacies. You know, not being able to graduate from East Limestone High School with my peers on time, and then, you know, facing difficulties when I got ready to go to college, being ostracized because, you know, being a product of parents' third and seventh grade education. I mean, they didn't understand deadlines. They didn't understand what was needed. And certainly they didn't understand the financial aspect of what was needed for me to go to college. But they had a dream and a hope and a desire that their daughter would be somewhat successful, you know, while living in Athens, Alabama. So that's kind of how we birthed the MTM Unsung Hero. It's just simply to look into our community, see those who have a desire and a need to, you know, to want more, and then hopefully someone will step into their atmosphere and help create that for them.
Jan, you hit the high points of your own experience in high school. Would you delve into a little more detail about your experience at East Limestone and how you were not able to graduate?
Yeah. So what happened is because, you know, we weren't able to have affordable dental insurance, I had to wait until a dentist was able to extract my wisdom teeth. And that's the late great to me, Dr. Charles Lambert. He was a great friend of my family. And actually, to be honest, my mom actually worked for them. And so he kept telling me I needed to have it done. And because I, you know, played basketball, ran track, was a cheerleader, I kept putting it off until I felt like it was the right time to have it, which turned out to be the wrong time to have it because I waited till my senior year, right, you know, close to school being out. I believe that I, you know, because I was such an athlete and everything, I was in good shape. I believe that I could have that surgery, you know, and be okay. But that wasn't the case. I developed a dry socket, which basically almost killed me. But, you know, by the grace of God and antibiotics and everything, I was able to pull, you know, bounce back from that. And one of my high school friends, Sandra Malone, took a vested interest in me. She saw that I was going to struggle and be behind because I had missed so many days out of school, but she wanted to make sure that I wasn't left behind. And it's awesome when you find people who notice your potential and don't want you to be left behind. So she actually tutored me and to the point that I was able to go back to school the last day of exams, actually, and take my exams and pass. When it got time for them to review my records, they discovered that I had missed entirely too many days out of school to graduate with my peers. And I was devastated. You know, being a product of a third grade and seventh grade educated parents, you know, high school graduation and homecoming queen. Y'all was homecoming queen as well. So, you know, they were devastated when I went home and told them that I wasn't going to be able to participate. And the sad thing about it, Mark, kids, they had sent invitations out. It was actually, I was in line getting ready to practice the graduation walk when they pulled me out and told me this. But, you know, God always have a ram in the bush, what I said, and that was Dennis Black, who later became the principal of East Lumstone, and he found a waiver that if all my teachers, because I passed every one of my classes, if my teachers would sign and say, hey, go ahead and let her graduate, that I could. But it was two teachers. I at that time, I wasn't too happy with these teachers. That was Owens Griggs and Donnie James Fleming. They decided they wasn't going to sign the petition for me to graduate with my peers simply because they said, if we do this for you, Jen, we believe that it will set up a precedence in you that you'll always be looking for a handout. And because of that, we're not going to sign it. It's okay for you to go to summer school and get your education, but we're not going to set up this precedence for you. As a child, you think as a child, so I didn't like them at all. But as I got older, I completely understood what they were saying because it did set up something in me, and that is for me to have a drive and determination even more to succeed. But I went on to Athens High School, went to summer school, and let me put a pause right there for those who have to go to summer school. If that's what you have to do to meet your goal, then by all means, go ahead and do that because the ultimate goal is for you to graduate from high school. So I went on, met an amazing man named Mr. Minor. I told him that I love math, and so he allowed me, because I didn't fail in the class, he allowed me to come into his math class and help me, and I was able to help teach some of the athletes who had failed math, and that became a win-win situation for me. And again, that set up another precedent for me to is not only be concerned about myself, but be concerned about others. I did that, got my high school diploma, and that put me behind the bar, basically, going to Calhoun to further my education. And like I said, when I got there, because I had missed all of the milestones, there was no funding for me. They told me that I had to wait till the next semester to attend Calhoun. But, you know, God always have a silver lining. When I became cheerleader at East Lumstone, it was simply to help another student who really wanted to be a cheerleader, but she didn't have a partner. So she asked me to partner with her, and so I did, and I ended up making cheerleader. And because of that, one of the employees at Calhoun Community College, Rosemary Bradley, she recognized me. And so as I was walking down the hall, I was sad and everything, she picked that up, and she said, excuse me, excuse me. And I was just sure she wasn't talking to me, but she said, again, excuse me. So I turned around. She said, didn't you go to East Lumstone High School? I said, yes, ma'am, I did. She said, when you were a cheerleader, I said, yes, ma'am, I was. She said, I think you were a cheerleader with one of my sisters. She said, why don't you come back tomorrow? Let me go talk to Dr. Deborah Bird and see if she has any endowment money left so that you could, you know, go ahead and start school. So that's exactly what I did. I returned the next day, and lo and behold, they found $300. And it's something significant in that. $300. She found $300 for me to go to school, and I was able to, from that $300, go ahead and graduate from Calhoun Community College.
It's interesting that you mentioned Calhoun Community College, Jan, and the fact that you attended there. My grandfather, Len Hedrick, retired in 1982. When were you at Calhoun?
So I was at Calhoun from 84 to about 94. I spent 10 years there. Thank goodness Dr. Wayne Tosh, he's the one that kicked me out. He said, you've got enough credit hours for 2 degrees. You got enough for education and business. He said, get out and go to Athens State University. And I only spent 18 months there. That's what I want you to do. So he was influencing. he was very influential to stay connected with me. Then I had Dr. Azora Harrison. She was also a big supporter of mine. Dr. Clement Housen and Rosemary. I mentioned Rosemary Bradley Robinson. She was instrumental in helping me. And then Matt Davis. Yeah, Professor Matt Davis. He was instrumental too. So just some great people at Calhoun that I met.
I am so excited that you mentioned Wayne Tosh and Azora Harrison, because I was thinking, well, if you went in 1984 to Calhoun, my granddaddy retired in 82, then you probably wouldn't know him. But he hired both Wayne Tosh and Azora Harrison to work at Calhoun Community College.
That's amazing. Two amazing people in my life. Still connected to Dr. Azora Harrison. She was one of my judges, she and the late Bob Harrison, for my essay that I have the kids to write, because they have to write an essay to me about anything they've had to overcome and then define the steps they use to overcome that situation, because I like to remind them they've overcame that situation, apply those same steps through life, and they can overcome anything. So that's amazing. Like I said, Dr. Azora Harrison and the late Bob Harrison were amazing to the MTM family for sure. And can't forget Wayne Tosh. And then I went on to graduate from Athens State, and then I went on to graduate from Nova Southeastern University. So when I started my scholarship, it started with my husband and I sacrificing and giving up our vacation money, and it was $1,500. So we were only able to give $3,500 scholarship. But I had heard a slogan by the late, great Bob Harrison. He was a car salesman, and his slogan was, "If I can't sell you a car, I'll buy your gas home." So that's what we did for those students we couldn't give scholarship money to. We gave gas cars for them to, you know, further their education. So, you know, people talk about, you know, it's just $500, it's $500. But I think about that investment of just $300 in me and what it, you know, ended up being for me. So, like I said, my whole goal is for students in Limestone County who's, you know, had to go through so much, like myself and my brother, to never give up. And then I want to challenge those who see kids out there who are struggling, but you notice that they have a dream and a goal. That's what David Clemens did for me, pushed me to go ahead and further my education. And it's also what, like I said, Dennis Black also pushed me to go ahead and further my education. So because of all that, I can never let a kid be left behind. As long as I'm able to do something, I'm going to try to help that kid.
Listening to you, Jan, has brought into my mind when I was a college student at the University of Alabama, and two families, the Howards and the Smythes, both contributed to help when I was down there, because it is quite expensive for a student, especially now. And Mr. Smythe would send me a quarterly check to help pay for my car insurance. And then the other family sent me a check to help pay for books. And that was two families that I have in my mind. And, of course, this show, I hope, recognizes people like the Howards and the Smythes, and even you being able to recognize people who made a difference in your life, to say they made a difference in my life, and I've decided that because of them, because of their example and their influence, I want to give back to my community. I want to do some of the same that they did, because you and I both know how it feels to have people help you when you need it.
Absolutely. And I tell you, you talk about the COVID situation. Think about these kids who the schools identify for me to work with. They are already, you know, having to deal with a lot of things. And so, you know, they're at home. They have a dream, goal, desire to go to college, trade school, or whatever. But now they're forced with the, you know, all this electronic stuff that they don't even know how to, you know, to deal with to even get enrolled in school. So we spent a lot of time getting kids enrolled in school because they didn't know what to do. Someone was just sitting there not knowing what to do. So I was glad that the school really connected me to these students that encouraged them. Hey, even though we're in a pandemic situation, if you have a goal, dream, and desire, don't give up. Let's go forward. Let's do it. So this is the first year, Mark. This is what's so exciting, that all of my students actually are enrolled in either a trade school, you know, or some kind of continuous education program, except for two of them. and they're working. They're gainfully employed, and they're working. And that's just amazing to me. That really gave me the drive to continue doing what we're doing as an MTM family.
And that's a great segue for our next segment, Jan, as we talk about this virtual presentation of our Unsung Heroes, Training Mature Minds. And of course, Mayor Marks was in on that with you on this special presentation. And we want to talk about that when we come back. Will you stick with me?
Sure.
Folks, we're talking to Jan Matthews. She is the founder of MTM, and this special Unsung Heroes presentation that she has done to recognize students. She is in Athens, Alabama, which is Limestone County, and I want you to continue to listen to think about young people that are in your area. Maybe you are in Limestone County. Maybe you're outside the area, though, and you can think about a project similar to what Jan is doing. It just takes that first step to make it happen. I hope you'll continue to listen. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
It's Mo time. I'm Dallin Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet, tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city. rushes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am so glad that you're listening, tuning in today. I am your host, Mark White. In the first segment, we were talking to Jan Matthews, and we were talking about MTM and this special effort that they commit themselves to help high school students in the city of Athens, Limestone County, in North Alabama. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jan.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show today.
Absolutely. I'm excited about this effort, and I'm excited about the fact that there are people right now who have never heard of your Unsung Heroes effort, Training Mature Minds. And there's somebody out there right now that this is starting to register, and they're starting to think, what can I do? I've thought of some people already in the first segment. I've thought of some young people that are deserving. You mentioned that you and your husband decided initially to help pay for their gas. What a great contribution. It could be anything. Buy a meal. Give them a gift card. It doesn't take being wealthy to make a difference in somebody's life. I can tell you that the people who helped me the most were not the wealthiest, but they were the most giving people, and they decided that they wanted to help a young person to move forward in this life. And I hope that what I'm doing right now is honoring them and honoring their legacy and saying, thank you for thinking about me.
That's exactly what we want to do. We hope that we inspire those who think they don't have enough to take a vested interest in someone in Athens, Limestone County, to help them along the way. You know as well as I know, we're smack dab in the middle of aerospace industry, okay? Huntsville is doing an amazing job taking care of their community, their needs, and those kids are high-tech driven kids. The majority of them over in that area are high-tech driven kids. But even though we're like 30 miles away, 20 miles away from Huntsville, in some aspects of our community, we're a gazillion miles away. Other aspects of what I want to do is challenge those people who commute over here or live over here in Athens that work over there in that high-tech community to bring those skills and those talents back to Limestone County. You don't have to have a grant. You don't have to have a contract. All you have to have is a willing heart and a vested interest in your community. See your community grow, take a child and develop that child and see them grow and be able to be viable and compete in what's going on in this world today. Because if we don't train up our own children, then that's the motto of MTM. I didn't tell you that. But our motto is Proverbs 22:6, which is train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. That's the reason we have training mature minds. Because we have to open up our children's minds and expose them to different things that are going on in the world. That's why I used to just, I mean, people would laugh at me. And Pastor Dusty McLemore, he's been a great inspiration to me because I could call him and pitch stuff off to him and he may chuckle a little bit, but he would get on board. I remember when I just wanted to take the kids to Duluth, Georgia, because I wanted to expose them to some of the HBCUs over there in Duluth, in Atlanta. And then I also wanted them to be exposed to a conference that was being held by Jensen Franklin that I knew tons of kids were going to be there. And I just wanted them to see just something different. I mean, we did fundraisers, but we were able to, you know, to get a bus and take those kids over there. And what amazes me is those kids that were able to do that, I look at them now, they are very viable young adults in this community today. And so I'm believing, just expose them. Take some of these kids, you know, that has never been to the Space and Rocket Center, or just drive them down to Huntsville to see the rockets and just, you know, challenge them to dream beyond what they see every day. We have some amazing things going over here in Athens, but also I know that we're surrounded by technology. And so with Google Fiber coming in here, you know, we got the car industry. We want our kids to be able to compete and, you know, be able to make a living in tomorrow's environment as well.
Jan, you bring up so many things in my mind when you're talking. And I think about the very first time that I went into a radio station My grandfather, mm-hmm. Lynn Hedrick, was a preacher. He was also dean of students at Calhoun Community College back until mm-hmm. 1982 when he retired. But he took me to the studio and did his program, and he took me there when I was about probably my daughter's age, about 6 years old. I remember listening to him as he spoke to an audience on the radio at WKAC. There's one moment that particularly stands out in my head, and it always has. And I'm 41 years old. We're talking about 36 years ago that he took me. But what a powerful moment that it left in my mind. And when you talk about taking a kid to the Space and Rocket Center, or take them down to the Early Works Museum locally in Huntsville, or take them to the Cook Museum in Decatur, take them mm-hmm. to places where they can learn, where their mind can grow, and there may be something that they see wherever they are, anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, take that child to see something that is different. Chattanooga Aquarium comes to mind, the Georgia Aquarium yeah. in Georgia, wherever they can have their mind influenced and excited and think about the possibility of something that they could do in a certain field. You're talking about it right now. It's just a step that we as caretakers of children can take.
You know, my mind also reflects back. I grew up on Mayberry, okay? That was my mother's maiden name. And I remember my dad built our home. And, you know, as I said before, as a child, you think as a child. So my dad worked construction, and so he would take whatever leftover material from the construction site, and that's how he built our home. And so it didn't look like everybody else's home, inside and out. He didn't understand plumbing, but eventually we did end up getting plumbing, and he didn't understand the heating aspect of it, but he knew how to build that building and structure. But I remember being at home. I tell this story all the time. I remember being at home, and you know, we had decent heating in the home, but I remember thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice? And I tell my grandmother this because I shared a bit with my grandmother. I told my grandmother, I said, wouldn't it be nice if we had a way? Now, this is like 1976, that we could heat the house evenly. At that time, I had certain heaters in certain rooms that heated, they're supposed to heat up the whole house, but you know, it did not heat up that whole house. But I said, what if we had something like put an octopus, use an octopus, set the belly outside the house, and then take its tentacles and stretch it and drop it into the house, and let, as it breathes, it would breathe warm air into the house. And when we need the cool air, it would breathe cool air in the house. And little did I know, in my mind, that today is what? An air conditioning unit, is it not?
It is.
Okay. So me growing up on Mayberry, we had well water, okay? And so I noticed that people from up north would come home, and they would bring all these jugs home, and they would fill it up with our well water and take it back up north. And I said to my mom, I said, Mom, you know what? We need to sell this water. And she laughed. She said, girl, nobody's going to pay for water. And she said, how will we do it? I said, well, you know, just like they do the Coca-Cola bottles. That's exactly what I said. So I remember it. Just like they do the Coca-Cola bottles. They have to put Coke in it. Why can't they put water in it and name it Mayberry Water? And it was sale. And she said, nobody's going to pay for water. And what are we doing today?
Buying a lot of water.
Buying a lot of water.
I think so I saw bottled water at $4 a bottle at the Birmingham Zoo.
Right. And at any venue, it's extremely high. Any kind of venue that they have, and it's extremely high. But she told us before she passed, she said, what I learned through that is never, never kill a kid's dream. Never kill a kid's dream. Never laugh at a kid's dream. She said, because as we listen to Jan, we've been wealthy. She said, we'd been wealthy if we were able to do that. And, you know, I even thought about computer parts when we started having mainframes and how big it was. And I was always, you know, concerned about the earth and everything growing up. And I said, at some point, we're going to have to find a way to dispose all this equipment and components and stuff. And that's what I did my paper on in grad school on recyclable content. And little did I know, the guy that was my instructor took my paper and started his business. I gave it to him because I didn't think I would ever be able to start a business. But, yeah, and he's doing well with that in recyclable content right now, making a fortune. Ooh. So that's the reason I'm so passionate about children, because oftentimes we'll let them tell us our dream, their dreams and their goals, and we'll laugh at it and just pass it out when it's something really viable that could be very profitable for these kids. But we kill it because we laugh at it and we diminish the impact that it would have. So that's another thing I do. I challenge parents to, you know, let your kids dream and talk. It may seem like it's far-fetched, but you want them to be producers more than you want them to be consumers. Because we live in a world where oftentimes they want you to think about just being consumers versus producers. And we've got to change that. We've got to change that mindset.
Hey, being creative is daring to dream. And mm-hmm. we don't know what we don't know.
Some kids in this community got some things in mind, too. It could possibly just revolutionize some things.
Yesterday, I had Josh Turchin on the program. He's an actor, and he started his own show. He is a musician, and he's a composer as mm-hmm. well, and he's about mm-hmm. 13 years old. Tomorrow on the show, I have Lily Brooks O'Brien. She's an actress, and I also have Kyla Carter, who's on my show with Kyla's Corner. She's 14 years old, and all of these young people, I'm trying to give them a pathway through the Mark White Show to find Great. Out where they can make a difference and share where they are making a difference. So I like to feel like I'm trying to plug that in because I'm 41, as I said earlier, it happened fast, but I've kind of lost a generation or two that's behind me. And so I'm trying mm-hmm. to show there are young people out there who are making a difference. This is the future of our society and give them an opportunity to do what they can do and show what they can do. And that's exactly what you have done with the Unsung Heroes, with MTM, and showing mm-hmm. that there are young people who are out there that deserve our attention and just need that stepping stone, if you will, to make an impact in our communities.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't say it, but I always in my conversation talking about Mr. Orange Griggs and Mr. Donnie James Fleming. As a child, you think as a child, I really did think those guys were just awful. But as an adult, they were brilliant. They were absolutely right for me. I can't speak for everybody that was in, you know, they came in contact. But for me, one day, because I can't find them, but I would love, I know somebody out there listening know exactly where they are. And I hope they tell those two guys how much I appreciate them because they were right for me. Is they put that extra fire I need for me to succeed. And I really thank them. I really do. I really do.
The Griggses are now in Arkansas, and I have known the Griggses for almost all of my life. My granddaddy preached where they attended worship at Jackson Drive in Athens.
Yeah, they were spiritual. Yes. Wow. Well, you tell Mr. Griggs, I say thank you.
I want you to share with listeners right now how they can connect with MTM. I know that we've got the presentation that you have done for the Unsung Heroes for 2020, mm-hmm. and people can watch mm-hmm. the YouTube video. I'm sharing it on the Mark White Show. They can also mm-hmm. go to mtmee.org and also follow on Facebook, social media. You can share how people can get in touch with you.
Yes. That EE stands for Educational Enrichment. That's our nonprofit. And they can reach me on Facebook. We're simply under, we're under MTM Unity Choir, because we have a choir. We're under MTM Unsung Hero. And then we're under MTM Corporation. That's the for-profit side of our entity. And then you also can find us on Instagram under MTM Unsung Hero. And we do share our office in the Lambert Building, and that's 1112 Market Street West. And so by appointment, if you want to see me, you can reach me at 256-874-2941. Primarily work after 6 p.m. each day. I speak to those who simply need encouragement or need direction or for themselves or their children. I don't do this by myself. I have a board that's Teresa Mayberry and Gary Matthews, Angela Lockett. They're willing to help as well. So I don't do it by myself. I've got volunteers who are willing to help out in the community. A lot of them like to stay anonymous, but they are big supporters for whatever we need, from financial backing to being a conduit for kids in the community.
Well, you're definitely staying connected to the Lambert family because Michael is the son of Dr. Lambert, who you mentioned in the first segment being the dentist. So you've kept that relationship going. That's great. I know Michael, good guy.
Yeah, he was nice enough to, like you heard about what I was doing and everything, and he just opened up his office so when I need it. You know, it's one of those, you know, just-in-time type thing, and he was nice enough to, you know, let me use it. My family is very appreciative to the Lambert family. Talking about everybody helping each other out when you're trying to do, you know, things in the community. I love that how we, and that's my motto. If you see any of my handles on Facebook, you'll see In Unity, because I definitely believe in that. You can't have community without unity. And so that's one of my handles that you'll see. So that's great. And I'd love to meet you as well, sit down and talk to you about some other things that I think could go in my community.
Absolutely. Let me share with people what MTM offers before we go. Technology resources, GED prep, SAT and ACT prep, tutoring, drama, foreign language, mentoring and partnering, and so much more. And the goal of MTM is a vision in progress created to fulfill a much-needed gap in services provided to young adults located in Limestone County and the city of Athens. Their goal is to provide services, support, and resources necessary to help our young adults develop into whole, healthy, and complete adults. And the approach is to serve in a holistic, and our commitment to our youth is wholehearted. And I believe that you're reaching your goal as we speak.
Well, we're as a team, we're trying to do our best. Each one of us have a story to tell. And so as we listen to each other's story, we find a common goal. And that common goal is, hey, someone helped us and now we want to pay it forward. And that's what, you know, all that's connected to that. We call ourselves the MTM family. That's what we're trying to do. You know, and people, I'll never forget this because, you know, our target market are for B's and C students, okay? And so someone said to me, Jan, I can't support you because you're supporting kids who make B's and C's. I mean, why would I support what you're doing, you know? And I said, you know, because somebody had to help someone. I said, everybody loves an A student. Everybody loves the starting athlete, you know. You know, everybody loves the stars. What about the average Joe? Can they get love? Can the average Joe who wants to be extraordinary in whatever they choose to do, can they not get love as well? That's what I said to that individual. I said, if you don't want to give it, then I'm certainly going to give it because I'm an average Joe, you know. And so someone had to help me. So, you know, that's what we do.
I love football. I love kicking a football. And I knew that I had the intelligence to do as much as anybody was doing in the school, but it was just a matter of incentive for it. And what was my motivation? You couldn't tell me that, well, Mark, this geometry is going to help you 20 years down the road. Therefore, you really need to commit yourself to it and not just pass. Here I am now, Jan, talking to you and helping spread your word, your message with your team and your family. I'm a radio show host, and I've helped to create this. I wasn't an A student in school, but I'm a person who did have a drive when I was motivated and inspired to do something that I got very passionate about it. And I will stop at no end to complete the mission that I've dedicated myself to. And I know that you feel the same way.
And that's how we started our partnership with the mayor, because the late Dan Williams, he heard about what we were doing in the community. And I shared with him about that BC student. And he said, you know, people won't believe, but I didn't make straight A's in school. And because of what we were trying to do, that's how the city started partnering with us, through Dan Williams. And from Dan Williams, the mantle was passed on to Mayor William R. March. And so can you believe that? I was just shocked when he wanted to partner with me. I'm so glad that he did, and I'm so glad that Mayor Marks has continued it as well.
I'm so glad that you added Dan Williams into the conversation. We miss him a whole lot. He was a friend of mine, and when I had my business in town, he was always very supportive. I could go and talk to him anytime. He was a very supportive mayor, and Ronnie Marks, who was just reelected, he's been the same way, and I like Ronnie a lot, and I appreciate him, and my daughter handed him a brick this last election, and it said, thanks to Ronnie Marks, in honor of Ronnie Marks and his service to our community. And as you say, you can't have community without unity. Is think about what are you doing in your community to provide unity. You're not going to necessarily have 1,000 people who are going to say, ready, set, go, let's do this. Sometimes it takes that very first person, then dedicate yourself to growing that mission. And one by one, you will find people who will partner with you, and ultimately you will find the unity in your community.
I asked Debbie Blakely, because she was a coach at Tanner High School during the time I was playing basketball at East Limestone. I know they were doing the rodeo and everything. I said, how do you get the community involved in what you're doing? Because it seems like a lot of people love the rodeo and still do. And she said, well, really, you don't have to do anything. When people see your heart, they will follow. She said, so just show your heart. And so that's what I've been doing. I've been just trying to show my heart. I believe in everything I say, and I believe in everything that I do. From there, if you believe it, then that will spread. And I do it from the base of love. You know, my mom taught me, if you do anything, it must be done from a posture of love. Because if you do it from a posture of love, then it's going to spread. And she was absolutely right. Absolutely right.
You have definitely recognized some amazing people in this conversation, and I appreciate that, Jan, because as you said, it's about passing the torch, and we are passing the torch to a younger generation now and saying, you can do this. Dare to dream, make a difference. We're in it together, young people and older people alike. Let's team up and lock arms, and let's make this happen. I really feel that MTM and your MTM family is doing an amazing work, and I do encourage people to go to MTMEE.org. That's Mike Tango Mike Echo Echo.org. Jan Matthews, thank you so much for joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing this inspirational and encouraging message with my listeners.
Thank you so much. And that's so funny that you would say it like that, because those are my children's initials. That stands for Marcella, Tristan, and Malik. That's what it stands for. Marcella, Tristan, and Malik. And that's Dale Carnegie, too. That's part of what Dale Carnegie does, too. So, yeah, that was great. That was great. But those are my children's names, Marcella, Tristan, and Malik.
All right, you even got them in there. That's great.
Yes.
Jan, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you, and I do look forward to getting together with you soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for this opportunity. And you keep doing what you're doing.
I'm trying to reach out to people even beyond our locality to say that wherever you are right now, you can make a difference. Just decide that you want to do it. I don't care where you are in the world right now. There is something that you can do for somebody else to make a tremendous difference in their life. Just do it. Take that step. Make it happen. I know Kyla Carter on Kyla's Corner tomorrow, she will be sharing Take That First Step, and that's her segment. And we're going to talk about taking a step for St. Jude Hospital. I love this idea of taking that first step, and I want you to take a step with MTMEE.org. Go to their website, find out where you can fit into MTM, and find where you can make a difference. We've been talking to Jan Matthews today. I appreciate her great work again. And I hope that you will find within this message a way to make a difference in your own life for somebody else. You may not get shade under the tree you planted. That's the idea. I'm planting trees, and it doesn't matter if Mark White gets the shade from that tree. Somebody will. And Jan is planting trees, and someone's going to get shade under that tree, and it may not be Jan. But we know that somebody's going to get shade from that tree, and it's going to help them in the future.
That's powerful.
Folks, thank you so much. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I am your host, Mark White.
Somebody loves you. I do. Na, 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 na. Oh. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Someone loves you. Somebody loves you. My noble matter is the game I play. I'll never reach you any other way. So I send this one thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. I do. Na na na.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom, bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my soul.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. I am often asked how I became a successful actress at such a young age. So many want to know the steps that I took to achieve my dream. My answer always is, I believed I could, so I did. Ask any successful person, and my guess would be that they have a very similar answer. I believe the key to making an idea or a dream a reality is being willing to take that first step. You may not know where that step will take you, but being willing to take the risk, being okay when plans fail, learning lessons through failure, or difficulty in moving on, taking another step, is the key to success. Personally, I find that taking the first step is the scariest of all. It's hard going into the unknown, and it's hard doing something you're not so confident in or comfortable with. But you never know what could happen once you take that first step. You will never know until you do. When Mark White asked me to have my own segment on The Mark White Show, I was nervous. Although I had extensive professional voiceover experience, I had never done a radio show or podcast before, and I was worried that I wouldn't be good at it or that I wasn't right for the job. If I hadn't decided to take that first step and say yes, I wouldn't be here today talking to you. I wouldn't have a platform to talk about so many important topics that really matter to me. And I wouldn't be able to give my advice or inspire you every Saturday. Although, avoiding the risk might feel safer in the short term, it also puts us at risk of one day looking back and wondering, what if taking that first step, even if it was a tiny baby step, is so important? It can lead to so many wonderful things. You might ask, what happens after the first step? Well, after that first step, you can take the next step, or you can take leaps. Everybody goes at their own pace, and that's okay. Even if it takes you 1,000 steps or 1,000,000, what is important is that you are brave enough to do it. That is what counts. You need to have faith. Be brave and take risks. Remember that you don't have to have everything figured out to move forward. You just have to move forward. I am encouraging you today to take that first step. You got this! And always remember to live sunny, sad,
sunshine, only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
I wanted to reach out to Open Hands and Overflowing Hearts to find out about this special organization and what they are doing to make a difference when it comes to childhood cancer awareness. On the line right now is Sydney Hurley from Birmingham, Alabama, and she's going to share with us about Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me. We focus primarily on research. The reason for that, obviously, with Kayla's story, we look at what is something that money really can't buy. We look at that and we say, you know what? Money can't buy time, and they can't buy a better quality of life. So the second best to that is investing in research that gives them more time and gives them a better quality of life. That is why we focus primarily on research. COVID has heavily impacted our ability to be in person and talk about Kayla's story and talk about the need for research and better treatment options. And so we do have a Facebook page. It's called Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts. We do have an Instagram account as well. And we do have a website, ohoh.org. And you can find additional information there as well.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
As we do every single time I talk to you, we recognize difference makers. One of the difference makers I wanted to recognize was Amber Sitton with Secrets True Crime Podcast.
Thank you.
You need help from people outside who have information, and that's one of the things that your podcast seeks to accomplish is when you get these stories out there, if somebody listens and has information, then they can actually help solve the crime. There are people out there who do have information, and we're begging for these people to share what they know so that we can find closure for these families. What would your message be to somebody listening right now or connected to somebody who has information to solve these cases?
You know something, say something. You can make a huge difference in the loved ones' lives that are left behind. You're going to feel a lot better getting that terrible secret off your chest. You know it, say it. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/secretscrime. You can message me there. Those messages come straight to me and to no one else. That's probably the easiest way to reach me. You can also email me at secrettruecrime@gmail.com. I'm very responsive. Anything that you want to be kept confidential will be.
We've been talking to Amber Sitton, and she is the organizer and the host of Secrets True Crime Podcast. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Earlier yesterday, I heard Sydney Hurley talking to Elizabeth Hope, and she was talking about her 2-year-old son, Ruddy. I just wanted to try to connect and take their story a little further with the Mark White Show listeners.
I was not thinking cancer with the bone marrow, the pain being from the bone marrow or anything like that. We were up here about a week before the pandemic shut everything down. And so before you're a cancer mom, I didn't really know. There's so many things I didn't know about childhood cancer until I was in the thick of it. To find an organization like Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts is really a blessing to us to know that there are organizations out there fighting for our kids and fighting, and not just them. There are other organizations fighting for families, fighting for our kids. It's a community that you unfortunately don't want to be a part of. However, if you have to be a part of it, it's the support that these parents give each other. It's unbelievable. And the support that we get from organizations like Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts is absolutely amazing. They're making a difference.
I do encourage people to go to Ruddy's Leukemia Battle, RUDDY S, Leukemia, LEUKEMIA Battle on Facebook. And then on Instagram, it's a little bit different because you're going to use an underscore. So it's going to be Ruddy's, RUDDY S, _leukemia_battle. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
You're listening to The Mark White Show, and this is Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show. I'm in Mount Airy, North Carolina. This is really like Mayberry. If you ever wanted to visit Mayberry, this is the town to come to.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.